It's noisy this morning. Good morning. It's 7:03 a.m. Thursday, September the 10th, 2020. It's cold this morning. It's not as cold as yesterday. It's not snowing. But it's almost as cold as yesterday. It's 40 degrees. So it's only like 4 degrees warmer today. Not too surprisingly, the snow all melted yesterday afternoon. The ground is still pretty warm. It's supposed to get up to 55. Supposed to get up 55 today, it's supposed to be 80s over the weekend, so yeah, we're gonna go back into it. So yesterday it was tough to get my 2,000 words in. I had a SIFO meeting in the afternoon. And I really only got, I think I had like 700 words at lunchtime. And I had to do the other 1,300 after the SIFO meeting. And I did. It's, you know, it's 1,300 words is like an hour and a few minutes. If I can focus on writing for an hour and a few minutes, 2,000 words is an hour and three quarters if I'm focused. Getting focused is a challenge. Yesterday my focus was way off. I kept wanting to go. Nah, screw this, I'm gonna go play. Today should be easier. I think today's gonna be gonna go a little bit easier. I'm gonna just push through the end of the story and see what I've got. Yeah, it's probably going to need a lot of pruning when I get done, because there's a lot of meandering going along. There's a lot of conversations happening that are telling me what's happening. And that's good, but I need a story. The story is here. I just haven't figured out what the angle on it is yet. Comes one of the recognized NPCs this morning. She's on my side of the street. Give her plenty of room. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yes, I'm the old guy who makes a circuit early in the morning, microphone clipped to the bill of his cap, wired into his phone, muttering to himself. I was listening to Dave Robinson's new podcast. And he was talking about people not returning his greeting. How you doing? How you doing? No, I ask you, how you doing? No, I asked you, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Anyway, yeah, usually, well, when I see somebody new, when somebody come across somebody new, it just takes two or three times before they'll acknowledge even the wave. A lot depends on the context. If they're across West 20th, which is a four-lane street, you know, if they're all the way across West 20th, there's a lot of traffic, and it seems like they have to be actually looking when I wave, and that's sometimes a challenge to find that moment. But I think there has to be enough familiarity to trigger recognition. You know, most people just walk along, head down, lost in their own world. Posture's terrible this morning. My neck is hurting because I'm sort of leaning forward. I'm walking without talking. I'm just sort of breathing this morning. Put my hood back because between the hoodie and the parka and the shirt underneath it all, I'm getting a little warm. Thank you. In theory, the sun is up. I know about where it should be in the sky, but there's the cloud cover is so thick that I don't see it. There's a little crack in the clouds way off in the east, like right almost on the horizon. It's got a little pink tinge to it, but that's it. That's all I'm seeing there for sunlight this morning. The moon should be up there too. I haven't seen that. Not surprising. Get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. This is a cougar. Interesting. This guy always has some sort of broken down vehicle parked by his house. For a long time, it was a little Honda that sat there. It was usually filled with junk. That went away. And is this these are people who are moving? I don't know, I lost track. I thought it was. It's astonishing to me how often I see somebody move in and then like 3 or 4 months later they move out. House goes up for sale again. I think the only people who win at that are the real estate agents, but it's like, how does that even work? How could you make that fly? Here they come. I see them now. They're all bundled up and got their hats on. And it's funny, I recognize their walks. Good morning. Good morning. They used to give me kind of frowny good mornings. It's like, you know, I'd wave to them and say good morning, and they'd say good morning. Now they wave back and say good morning and smile. Thank you. I'm walking and not talking. I'm still reading Calf Brain. Walking, not talking. I'm at this point, so now I must talk about the book I'm reading. I'm still reading The Mystical Midlife Dating, book 2. I think the first one was Mystical Midlife Crisis. And it's quite fun, and I'm not quite as enamored of this one as I was on the book 1, but it's still quite fun. Main character is trying to get some kind of control, some kind of handle on her magic, which she does pretty much unconsciously. Which kind of puts me in mind of Kenneth Fairport. So I have a soft spot for my older women doing magic inadvertently. I'm still smelling smoke. It's real faint, but I just got a good snortful. After all the rain and snow. I don't know if it's residual smoke or if it's fresh smoke coming down from the mountains. I don't know. Peak fire is still burning, as far as I know. So what am I doing? I don't know. Taking the day off was much needed, and I'm having a hard time getting myself back into it. That was a big problem yesterday. I kept postponing. Eventually, I made myself power through. The writing is terrible. and if history is any predictor, I will go through when I get the story done. I'll go through and I won't be able to remember which of the pieces were the ones that I thought were terrible that I just powered through. I was gratified to see somebody on Twitter talking about conflict in writing and how we here in the West have this idea that, oh, is your story not going anywhere? Add more conflict. And that there actually are cultural differences in storytelling where adding more conflict is never the answer. And they referenced my favorite, which is the Eastern, the Japanese one, Korea, Japan. The four-act structure. Along with a bunch of others that I hadn't heard of, but now I'm intrigued by. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.